everybody happy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They had another one of those moments today on Today's Show where they said, and now here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. And they left the camera on Al Roker during the break.
Very good.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Oh, good. I like it with the voice. I like it with the voice.
That's it. That's about it.
Nice to see you.
It's crazy.
How do you guys do this?
We don't.
I've never even met you. How are you?
Thank you so much.
You too. Be careful getting down.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Get down.
Lauren Graham, everybody. Lauren! Lauren! Say so long to Lauren.
Heaven Almighty, a big person.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Just to me?
Yeah.
I suppose we should mention that Evan Almighty is, of course, from our sister company,
Universal
Studios.
Yes, Studio. It is.
The
Don and Mike
Show. The best part of that is right, they say, and we're getting ready to go back on, and Meredith Vieira or somebody just goes, oh, God. Oh, God.
Here I go again.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Reject a woman, and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Nothing's funnier than that.
That's hysterical.
I want to dedicate this song to Skylar.
Yes.
Strut by Sheena Easton.
Oh, yeah.
We had a beautiful, maybe the most beautiful exotic dancer we've had in here. No lie, fellas. Like the last 5 years.
Long-legged. Beautiful. Big natural boobs.
Nice cream in the coffee. I mean, beautiful woman.
Great outfit.
Very Pam Greer-ish. Very,
yeah.
As I mentioned,
even better.
Thelma Hopkins from Tony Orlando and Dawn. I'm sorry, she's got that hot little afro happening.
She could discipline us.
Yeah.
I got that distinct impression that she could be in control.
Very tall. I know what it is.
If she chose to. Yeah, very long legs. Legs that would not
forever.
Quit.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce without the ass.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, and Beyonce is just about perfect.
Yes.
But if you trimmed like 3 inches off either side of her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway.
And a little longer than Beyonce, too.
Yeah,
a little longer.
Taller.
Lies.
And Beyonce doesn't have those boobs.
I think she does.
Does she really? Not that. No, not double D's.
Beyonce won't show us hers.
Not double D's.
I have seen all the stuff in the tabloids of her and Jay-Z at the beach.
Are they still together, incidentally, or have they broken up?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Every time
you
I
think
see...
they've broken up, you mean?
Oh, no, I think they're... Mike, I want them together forever. They're my power couple.
Okay.
Every time they have the shot of her on the beach, it's the cellulite cottage cheese by her ass.
Right.
And they never focus on tremendous jugs.
Really?
With Beyonce. Yes.
As big as Skylar?
I would think so. Skylar was big in the letter, not big in the number.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Those were like 32 double D's.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like Beyonce might also have a small number and a big letter.
Wow.
I don't know.
You get me all hot and bothered.
Anyway,
we had
this beautiful woman in here about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Put on a great show for Mike's birthday.
Little extra stuff. You know, they usually do about, a 15-minute show. She did about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
And Matt, the Pollock intern, was the recipient.
And he's trying to be a big shot. He's a young man. He's trying to be a big shot.
So what he did was he threw five $1 bills at her when he was done.
Not acceptable.
Bush League.
And there's no way to treat a lady, friend, as Helen Reddy once sang.
That's right.
So he's outside now.
It was Bush League.
Bush League.
So to speak.
Bush League.
He was a bad boy, so he's outside now, and he's handcuffed to a tree,
uh-huh.
wearing his boxers and his wife beater. He's still got pudding all over him. He's got whipped cream in his pants. Yeah.
He does.
He cannot hear us.
Did you see the sign?
Oh, the sign is beautiful.
It is a gorgeous sign. They really whipped that one up quickly.
Joe is now going to go outside and place the gigantic placard billboard that says, "Honk if you think I'm an ass."
It's not if you think. They changed it because they had to economize on the letters. It's honk, I'm an ass.
Oh,
honk, I'm
Joe
an
is
ass.
Currently installing. Nice. And one thing you should know about the whipped cream is because it is warm out there, the whipped cream is starting to break up. So now he's just sort of got dairy running down his body.
Okay.
It's no longer dairy. A solid. It's more of a drip.
And he's out there without headphones. He can't hear the show. We have a microphone that's close to where he is.
A secret microphone.
Well,
he knows it's there, but he doesn't know when it's going to be on.
Yeah, he doesn't know when we're listening to
Joe
it.
Does, though.
Joe, are you listening out there?
Joe, if you're listening, cough. Yep. Okay, good.
Well, Subtle.
Joe, it's no secret right now that you're on the air. Joe, just tell us.
Talking to the stool.
How's it going? we have a microphone taped to a metal stool outside.
We have no microphone stand in the building, so.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
How's he holding up?
He's fine. Now, boy, I want you to make sure that you keep that sign pointed towards the cars. No slipping it around.
I'll do my best, Joe.
He's still, you know what's great about Matt? He's still got that attitude.
Dripping with attitude.
He still has the attitude. Break,
Joe, the sign should be somewhere where he cannot even come in contact with him.
No, it's actually cramping his style. It's right in front of him.
In the great tradition of China, though, we should tape it to him. But then again, we wouldn't be able to see the whipped cream or his underwear.
Right.
The dripping dairy.
Yes. And I don't think we'd be able to put the pickles down his pants either.
No. And that's coming later, right?
Oh, yes. Condiments. Yes. Condiments of plenty.
We have both two kinds of mustard, too, and I believe two kinds of mayonnaise.
Mm.
Pickles down your pants.
All right. Well, Joe, why don't you just slip on away?
Okay.
And what we can do is just listen to here. It's almost like honk for cash.
Yeah, you just hear what kind of reaction he's getting with the sign, honk, I'm an ass.
When I went out during the break, a listener had stopped by and was wiping whipped cream off of Matt's head.
So he's getting, that's traditional. They get sympathy. There's nothing we can do about it.
I chased him away. Mm-hmm. I said, no helping.
Good. No helping. Go away.
Get off my lawn.
All right, now there's no traffic out there at the moment.
And there he is.
He's just handcuffed to the tree.
When will he break, Mike?
He's not going to break through
this. It's not going to happen before the end of the show, Rob.
No, it's not going to happen with this punishment.
Really?
But yeah, I tell you, this is going to go a long way in making him think before he acts and not show off. You know, the thing is, you got to remember.
Show off.
Here's a little something about Matt.
Yeah, he's a hot
dog. We gave him a starring role right away, right out of the shoot.
Yeah.
Gave him a starring role.
Success went to his head. Is that what you're saying, Mike?
He sent him up to two gay and lesbian pride parades, you know, in two consecutive weekends.
He's like a Jennifer Hudson.
Thinking he was all that. And he was cruising, came in here, had that little letter for me, you know, kind of opened with a killer thing, you know, really funny, was going over well, and then he made the tragic error, and he forgot that he's still an intern.
You must respect a lady. Always respect a lady.
Absolutely.
That's what I say. Don't laugh at that.
As you sent your wife away and she drove up yesterday.
That's how you live your life, isn't it?
I do. That's the Ten Commandments of me.
Amen.
There's just no traffic going by right now.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's an early getaway day, Don.
Yeah.
Sure.
Welcome to Washington, D.C.
We'll just leave it open for him.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? How long have you been working for the federal government?
Hey, Rob, why don't you just open the door and scream out there and ask him how he's doing? And then we'll move along.
About 8 months. What time do you get to work today? 9 o'clock. What time are you heading out? I'm thinking about 9:45.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Ask him how his pants feel.
How do your pants feel?
Soggy.
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 Best wishes.
Thanks.
And not a lot of support from people.
Okay,
verifying that he's an ass. Honk, I'm an ass. And it's really not asking as much as telling.
It's an order.
What's he yelling?
I don't know. Everybody that should be yelling at him is inside with us looking at him out the window.
Dom, with your permission, I think we could add something to the
other. Sure.
He ought to sing. He ought to sing, and he ought to continuously sing until we tell him to stop.
How about I've been working on the railroad all live long day?
Yeah, right. I've been working on the railroad.
I love that song.
They're the police coming to take him away.
And after that, we can go to 99 bottles of beer on
the
wall.
Perfect.
Hey, Matt! I think
you need me to sing.
Yeah. Can you guess what song?
Happy birthday.
That's good.
Come on, man.
Thank you, sir.
No.
Hey,
no,
how stupid is he? He sang the word a-hole on the air.
His judgment is cloudy. He's tied to a tree.
There's a lot of sirens. I can't hear you, Rob.
This is the sirens going by.
Maybe they're coming to
just go tell him to sing Hey Jude. I don't care what he sings.
I like 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
That's a great
99 one. Bottles of beer on the wall.
Then that's we'll be able to count.
Check
Robbie?
Rob?
Rob?
Oh.
Rob's on his way.
Rob, 99 bottles of beer. Okay.
Beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer.
Done.
Take one down, pass it around, 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
I like the wind. I like the wind on the microphone.
Of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 97 bottles of beer on the wall. 97 bottles of beer on the wall. 97 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass
now
it
around. Now we got us a show.
No pictures, please.
There's somebody who thinks he's an
no
ass.
No pictures,
take one down,
please.
Pass it around. 97 bottles of beer on the wall. 96 bottles of beer on the wall. 96 bottles of beer.
Oh, this is good. Hey, it's been a long time.
95 bottles of beer on the wall. 95 bottles of beer on the
Friday show, last show before our little getaway.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Are you kidding me?
Feels good.
We could sit back, put our feet up, and watch and listen to this all day. Because the boys' spirit now, I believe, will be broken before 7 p.m.
Yeah, we got that little little song. Still had it when he started singing. Remember that? No pictures, please.
Joe, upstairs right now, get some pickles. You must apply pickles to his underpants while he's singing.
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I heard someone say that.
Here's the nice thing. They're ice cold because they're being stored in the refrigerator.
Oh, good. They dill or sweet?
I think they're Claussens.
Oh, those are nice.
Garlicky? Now tell the truth, you're not a real Claussen fan, are you?
Claussen or Vlasic?
Oh, you are a Claussen fan.
Yeah,
Vlasic,
right?
89 bottles of beer on the wall. 89 bottles of beer.
Well, Robbie,
which one is the Groucho Stork? Is the
that's Vlasic.
That's Vlasic.
I think those are the best.
Yeah. 88
bottles of beer on the wall.
Well, he's out there continuing to do that.
Very good.
Give me the high sign when Joe's out there with the
with the
pickles to put in his underpants. Uh-huh. Jerry Seinfeld.
I like rape.
Jerry Seinfeld. Shock jock. Jerry Seinfeld.
What did he do now?
You hear about his rape joke?
No.
Yeah. I like rape.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Jerry Seinfeld got that movie, B-movie.
All right.
Now, here's why this is funny, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, B-movie, get it?
B.
B like in B-grade.
Okay.
But the movie is called B-E-E. It's the movie about animated bees.
Because it's bees.
What, John?
I think Joe missed your directive on the pickles, so I go take them out. What are we doing with them?
Putting them in his pants.
Putting them in his pants.
Oh.
They're ready.
And, John, come here for a second. You see, here's the jar. Uh-huh. Of Claussen kosher dill halves.
Ice cold.
What you'll want to do is open the jar like this and pour it all, pickle juice and everything, down the back of his pants.
How many are in there? Are there enough in there?
There's one, two, three. There's five or six in there.
Mm-hmm. Just before he goes. One for each
dollar. You want one?
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
I bought them. I just like them. Leave one for each dollar that he threw at the stripper.
Good.
All right. That's five.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They are garlic.
Let's see if he's still singing.
Pass it around. 78 bottles of beer on the wall.
Kosher.
78 bottles of beer on the wall.
Oh, those are good.
78 bottles of beer.
Hey, John.
Yes, Mike.
They're unbelievably ice. I mean, frigidly cold.
Good.
Frigidly cold.
Wonderful.
This is, Rob, this has got to be a sneak attack. We can't see this coming. So we're just going to put a little something in your pants.
Sneak attack.
Because then we will hear
the
scream.
He shouldn't even be able to see, right? Because he's handcuffed to the tree.
Right. He's a sneaky lad, and he saw Rob coming with the whipped cream.
You may have seen Rob's gigantic shadow.
Yeah. Towering over him. But he knew. He knew something was coming.
Pass it around. 73 bottles of beer on the wall. 73 bottles of beer on the wall.
He cannot hear us out there.
Take one down. Pass it.
John's out there doing
John knows it's a sneak attack.
I put our best guy on it.
Okay. Who's our best guy?
Joe is getting ready right now to sneak out there. I briefed him.
Why are you guys so retarded with this?
Well, go ahead and do it.
Because he needs to have his headphones so he can follow the directive.
No, he doesn't. Jesus Christ. Yeah, Mike, I'll handle this. Would you just take over for a second?
Absolutely. Sneak attack.
Don is going to do the pickle dump.
Do we lose the audio on that? Oh, there it is. Okay, we got it. Don is now making his way out there. He's going to see Don coming. You hear the hesitation in his voice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm enjoying a nice Claussen pickle.
Still holding a sign.
Folks, these are really good, but they have to be in the refrigerator for a while.
They're crisp.
They're in the refrigerated section, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah, you buy them refrigerated.
Yeah.
And they're not paying me any money to say this. All right, now I see John Norman out there.
Honk, I'm an ass is the sign.
And here comes Joe with the picture, and Don is coming up with the pickles right about now.
Yeah!
A little cold.
64 bottles of beer.
Oh, yeah.
64 bottles of beer.
That's how you do it.
He poured the entire jar down the back of his shirt.
Absolutely. The chilled pickles and the pickle juice. And I believe if I can see from this angle, the entire jar is still in his... Oh, there he goes.
And
the vinegar is mixing with the whipped cream, so that looks good dripping out of his pants.
Yeah, there won't be any shower in his future tonight. Don, fantastic job. Sneak attack, he didn't see it coming, and as opposed to the pants, you went down the back of the shirt, which was the added touch. And you know what? You know how I know we're breaking his spirit? He's continuing to sing.
Take one down, pass it around. 59 bottles of beer on the wall.
Did you hear the? Now he's kind of doing the pass around. I think Papillon is
is wearing down.
Papillon.
I believe he is wearing down.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
How about all the retards that work on our show?
It was taking,
all you have to do
it was
is
taking
take,
a while. It was.
Take a jar of pickles and put it down the pants or shirt of the guy that's out there who's handcuffed to the tree.
Right. Yes.
They're having meetings back there.
Drawing charts and maps.
Jesus Christ. Go
well, on. It continues.
Pour the stuff down.
That is the first, I think, the combination of the singing and the frozen pickles going down the back, I believe he is starting to wear down. And, you know, we're going to have to a little bit later ask him the question, why are you being punished? Because he still hasn't answered that correctly.
He needs to learn.
Beer on the wall. Thank you, sir. 54 bottles of beer.
Still getting, now getting more actually, accolades from the crowd coming by. What was that?
I can't even reach it. Never mind.
He can't hear us.
52 bottles of beer on the wall. 52 bottles of beer.
I think people are bringing him stuff.
Just the sympathy vote.
They're leaving stuff, but flowers. he can't reach the stuff.
I understand somebody put a floral cross out there next to the tree.
It's a tribute.
Hi, Joe.
We could staple these $1 bills to the tree, and people could come by and pick them up, you know, get a, pick a dollar off the Dollar Tree.
Okay, Joe.
We can do that.
Thank you, Joe.
Nice,
what's
Joe.
Your shirt say?
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Get out of here, Joe.
Thank you.
47 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 46 bottles of beer on the wall. 46 bottles of beer on the
anyway,
wall.
Anyway, by Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go back to him.
Mm. And when he gets down to the end, we can start it at 1,000.
Here is the joke. Bees have the only perfect society on Earth. They have no crime, no drugs. They have no rape. A little rape, but it's not that bad.
Well, that's what he said?
That's yeah. the joke.
That's yeah. his joke. Is this causing controversy?
That's the joke. Yeah. Oh, my God. They're up in arms now. Mm-hmm. National Sexual Violence Resource Center. This is not funny. Jerry Seinfeld is above this. Students Active for Ending Rape says, I've always been a fan of Jerry Seinfeld. I am not going to watch his TV show anymore. God. The Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network says, Jerry Seinfeld should know. This is not a joke. This is a traumatic experience that Jerry Seinfeld should realize is a serious topic.
Come on.
Please. Why do you favor rape?
Stop it, Jerry.
Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Jerry.
Now, is this movie, is this an animated movie about bees?
Yeah, this is the one that comes out, I think, next summer. It's the one that he wore the big, gigantic bee outfit at the Cannes Movie Festival.
Right. Okay.
DreamWorks, right?
What is it?
It's DreamWorks.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, here it is. We'll see how far it goes. You know, with something like this, you always have to wait. This is the beginning of it. We'll see how long it lasts.
That's it. Bees have the only perfect society on Earth. They have no crime, no drugs, no rape. Well, a little rape is not bad.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So now we're going to ride them out of town on a rail?
Well, they did the same thing to Bobby Knight way back when Bobby Knight made the, you know, relax and enjoy it comments. They, you know, that got him in it. And that was before
I don't think
the climate we were in.
This is going to sound weird. Bobby Knight didn't say it as a joke.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's
right.
Why it's a little
you're
different.
Right. Yeah.
When Bobby Knight said to Connie Chung, if rape is inevitable, lay back and enjoy it.
Right.
He wasn't doing stand-up like Jerry Seinfeld was.
He wasn't, like, just trying to crack a joke. I always thought he was.
Oh, didn't you ever see the thing with Bobby Knight?
I did. But, I mean, he wasn't just... Yeah, wasn't he trying to make a flip comment?
He was making a point that was obviously 180 degrees from where it should have been.
Right.
What he was saying is, whatever the situation is, if there's something awful happening to you, you know, make lemonade
right.
out of lemons.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And he got it. But it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a joke per se.
It was not. It was a discussion about something to do with sex.
The general.
And then, you know, the general said that.
And then he threw a chair across the court.
Take one down, pass it around. 28 bottles of beer on the wall. 28 bottles of beer on the wall. 28 bottles of beer.
Getting close.
Take one down, pass it around. 27 bottles of beer on the wall.
What do you think for the next selection? A repeat of this or Kumbaya?
Take one down, pass it around.
Oh, I might be up for some Kumbaya, Mike.
Kumbaya, mellow it out a little bit.
Over and over again.
Take one down, pass it around. 25 What's another good bottles one, of beer on the wall. 20-
London Bridge is not bad.
London Bridge is falling down.
It's
a lot more repetition.
How about the Fergie version of
Frere Jacques?
Frere Jacques,
nice.
Gourmet Vu.
Michael, row your boat ashore.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hallelujah.
Classic.
Amazing Grace.
What are you doing?
doing?
Amazing Grace, what are you doing?
All right, well, someone's got to figure out what the next thing is to put down his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to figure out what the next song is to sing.
Right.
And, let's listen to this tape real fast about O.J., because we'll be discussing O.J. when we come back.
Ah.
O.J., my man O.J., he's drunk, and he's out, and he's being contacted by TMZ.
He volunteers this, doesn't he? He just starts popping off.
Shows up.
OJ's out on the town. OJ's having a couple of pops on Wednesday night. And the good people from TMZ.com find him. And amazingly, he agrees to do a very quick one-minute interview. Mm-hmm. Here is Juice.
Hey, guys. Take care. All right. Take
care, guys. Hey, Juice, shout out to TMZ.
Hey, TMZ, they should be able to do what they want to do.
What about Extra Hollywood?
OJ.
OJ. OJ, straight ahead. Thumbs up.
God bless.
God bless you, baby.
Yeah. Now he rolls down the window.
Yeah.
Wants a little more.
Hey, TMZ.
Juice.
Hey, go ahead. Go back there.
TMZ. Don't let them try to keep you from doing what they're trying to do, but they get America stop everybody else from doing.
You believe this? OJ has stopped the car now to go back, and the guy from TMZ has to say to the other guy, hey, go back there. He wants to talk to you.
Yeah, the guy from TMZ, the little gerbil from TMZ, doesn't want to go over there, even though OJ's calling him over there, for probably the scoop of his life.
OJ is plowed and is saying, keep up the good fight.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jesus. Understand, America's got Rupert Murdoch and Jimmy Reagan doing something on the grounds that it was in.
Making no sense at all.
It's horrible. It's bad. The families. Well, ask them what they think about the Browns. How they feel about them.
Talking about the Browns.
I don't know what you did. I don't know who put this book out. I didn't do it. But thank God that you helped it get out free to the public. So nobody made any blood money at this point.
What a bastard.
Thank you, OJ. God bless.
Gotta like that paparazzi. Don't you? God bless. Same. God bless.
Thanks, Jews.
You know, this is my new thing. Every day I'm watching these little encounters and these paparazzi guys. You want to talk about it? Is the most amazing form of life. You
bottom
know,
feeder.
You know, and always the same thing. Hey, how was your dinner?
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Terrible.
It was terrible, man.
It's terrible.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
It was terrible.
I don't understand why they have to bother us.
It was horrible.
Terrible.
It was
horrible.
Horrible, terrible.
It's like Matt tied to a tree.
It was awful.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Turble.
Turble?
Turble, like T-U-R-B-E-L. Turble.
I love talking like Charles Barkley.
Uh-huh. That's a new thing.
Ah, Juice. We played the Juice tape.
Juice.
That's Juice being talked to by TMZ.
Yes.
When we come back.
Hmm?
What's the setup with this guy with the suit?
Oh, this guy is good.
This guy, okay?
He has laid his hands on the suit that O.J. was wearing when he was acquitted, and he's selling it. But this guy hates OJ.
Oh, okay.
So all right, he's got a pretty fascinating story.
We'll talk to him when we come right back.
Well, he's done.
No singing.
He's gotten down to one bottle of beer.
I got a good request for him.
Okay, what's your request?
I'd like to hear God Bless America.
Okay.
That would be nice.
Right. Did you want Kumbaya? I mean, Mike.
Doesn't matter to me.
We can matter to me. We can have all of it.
Just have him restart. Mm-hmm. He never should be silent out there.
Yes.
No.
I don't know if I know the words.
Right, you know Kumbaya?
Kumbaya?
Yes.
Who's Lord, yours or mine?
Smart ass, isn't he?
He's still smart ass.
He's not learning.
He's not.
Rob?
99
bottles
of beer on the wall. Again? Yes. Hold on. Hey, Rob. No.
What?
1,000 bottles of beer on the wall.
You know what?
Very good.
Sounds great right about now.
You know what? We got another idea.
Okay.
1,000 bottles of beer on the wall.
He's still laughing.
Where's that guy with the beer? I could use another one.
Oh, he's getting beer. Oh,
1,000 bottles of beer on the wall.
There you go.
1,000 bottles. This sucks.
Ah, yeah. Good.
That's first sign we're breaking.
Yes.
999 bottles of beer on the wall. 999 bottles of beer on the wall. 999 bottles of beer.
That's tedious.
Take one down, pass it around, 998 bottles of beer.
Somehow methinks the energy has declined a little bit.
And the pendulum, she has swung.
Wonderful.
Mo has showed up, and his last name is Mentum. We'll be right back with the guy who has OJ's suits.
This is the Don and Mike Show.